Well, happy new year. And a guy that I'm always happy to talk to is Todd Holtman, our DTN grain analyst. We look at the USDA figures from Friday. And first of all, Todd, I think it would be kind of a dull and boring life if the private forecast always fell in line with the USDA. And that obviously wasn't the situation on Friday. Let's start, first of all, with the wheat numbers and what kind of caught your eye.
On the wheat numbers, well, probably the main thing there was probably two things, Mike. Actually, the world-ending stocks of wheat was increased a bit to 185.4 million metric tons. That's a little more than was being expected. Although the way wheat production went last year, it's not a surprise to see how well production has done. There just were no significant problems around the world last year when it came to wheat, and so we're seeing those supplies increase. The other wheat statistic that was interesting, but it was a little bit drowned out by all the action, was the winter wheat acres looking ahead for this year, and that came in at 41.9 million acres in the U.S. That was down from 43.1 a year ago and a bit less than expected.
What about on the corn front? There were certainly a few surprises there.
Yeah, corn was the big surprise of the day, and it's the thing that keeps us up late at night wondering where the next shock's going to come from. You know, I think everybody, myself included, was expecting a bigger production figure. The yields had seemed to have gone very well in the fall, and yet they brought that down to 158.8 bushels an acre, where most of us were looking for 160 or 161. Now, corn supplies are still plentiful. I want to make that clear. And because of that, commercial buyers are still holding the edge when it comes to negotiating how the trade's going to go. So the corn market I still see as bearish, but not as bearish as we feared before this report.
So this near-term rally we saw on Friday and a little better prices today, you think that's going to be short-lived?
Yeah, I don't see a lot more coming out of that. I mean, 10 or 20 cents more even will be a huge amount out of that. But it's going to be hard for March corn to get above 450 overall, I think. And actually, this may have allowed some fellows a good chance to price their corn, a good second chance here if they missed it the first time around.
Again, always nice to talk with Todd Holtman, DTN grain analyst. What about the increased use of corn for ethanol? Again, something you kind of expected because of the decline in corn prices and kind of a rebirth for ethanol?
Well, we are seeing a little rebirth there. And you know, there's been a mixed message in the past few months because our focus was on the reduced ethanol mandate, and we were all thinking that was going to be hard on corn use this year. But cheap corn prices have kind of trumped that situation and made those margins so profitable for ethanol producers that they have really responded well, and that increased production is a helpful supportive factor to corn.
Now, looking at the numbers in comparison of beans to corn, and again, it's just a guesstimate, but do you think we will be planting more acres to beans this year?
Yes, I do, because the bottom line being that new crop bean prices are still showing a little bit above estimated production costs, whereas corn is right at or slightly above those estimated production costs. So the perceived profit margin is there in the soybeans, and that ought to pull more acres in.
All right, well then let's just close by talking a little bit about what you see as the next key elements or reports to keep an eye on that might give us a better look at what's going to happen on this grain front.
On the grain front, well, overall, the trends are still going to be bearish early in 2014. I hate to say it. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but we do have plenty of supplies of corn available and wheat available. Old crop supplies of soybeans are still tight, and that seems genuinely tight. And because of the ongoing interest of buying from China, old crop soybean prices are holding up fairly well. But when we look at that November contract, those are sliding lower. We're seeing expectations of record production from South America this year. There is a little weather concern right now in Argentina, but overall, Brazil has looked good, and they're probably on track for that record production.